actual carbohydrates and lignans and things. The salinity we know is around 35 grams of salt per kilogram, basically a litre of water. The seven ions present in terms of their percentages were chloride first, followed by sodium. Then we have got the magnesium 2+, then calcium and potassium. The magnesium, you remember, pairs up with the sulfate, and the carbonate component is present both as carbonate and bicarbonate. The variation around the globe is very tiny. So in this number here, we're looking at the ratio of potassium to chloride between the Arctic to the Black Sea. We're looking in the brackets here at the standard deviation, and this is now in that place there, so in the fourth place, that's the amount of variation, so it's very, very tiny. When we want to measure salinity, we use a multi-probe with a conductivity sensor in it. The units of conductivity used to be millimoles per centimetre. This came from the unit of resistance, which is the ohm, O-H-M. So if you have a look in that word, there is O-H-M. Yeah, ohm. So this is backwards, okay? So this is looking then at the backwards thing related to resistance, okay, which is the conductivity. It's gone a bit out of vogue, and pretty much everybody uses Siemens these days. So it'll either be millisiemens if it's marine water, or it'll be microsiemens if it's seawater. So certainly our probes are measuring in millisiemens and microsiemens. How it works? We have a two-plate system in our multi-probe, which is designed to measure the conductance between the plates. The separation of the plates is a centimetre, and so the ionic strength in between those two plates is converted through to a salinity.